If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1656. How to Relieve Neck and Shoulder Tension by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. On this show, that's where I answer your questions. Now, to send me a question, remember, you can do that via email. Just email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. How to Relieve Neck and Shoulder Tension by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Neck pain sucks. I wearily dug my hand into my shoulder yet again, trying in vain to release the tension that had been settling there for the last hour. Neck pain and I were best friends. We'd been that way for a while, and I didn't appreciate the friendship. Until a decade ago, when the pain stopped. That was when I unlocked the right combination of knowledge, movement, and drills to solve my neck and shoulder tension for good. And not only my neck pain, some of my coaching clients had neck pain and shoulder tension, so I shared the methods and knowledge with them, and it worked for them too. In this post, I'll share with you the insights and knowledge you need to start solving your neck pain and shoulder tension for good. Now, this comes with the caveat that I will always remind you that if you have pain that concerns you, see a doctor. Should I stretch my neck? Hand on head, yanking my skull down toward my shoulder, I stretched yet again, hoping it would relieve my pain. It never did. Here's why stretching alone doesn't solve your neck pain. Stretching mechanically lengthens the muscle, but does not teach your brain how to control that new length. And since your brain is always trying to protect you, it will not give you more range of motion if it thinks you can't control the tissue. Stretching a muscle can actually do the very opposite of what you're trying to achieve, making the very muscle you're trying to make less tight, tighter. This is the part where everyone throws their hands up in the air because, well, geez, if stretching doesn't make your muscles feel better, what are we supposed to do then? The solution is to use passive and active inputs to teach your nervous system how to expand, control, support, and strengthen new ranges of motion. This part of the discussion goes much deeper, but for now, you know that stretching is a passive input, and passive inputs alone do not make real or lasting change. How do I ease my neck and shoulder pain? In addition to adding in drills and activities to improve how your neck and shoulder tissues function, you also want to take note of how you position your head and shoulders. Your soft tissues and joints respond to the signals they receive. What that means is that if you spend the majority of your day with your shoulders slightly scrunched up into your neck, those tissues that are being flexed in that position will become more proficient at flexing in that position. The things you do most frequently are what your body will get better at doing. So take note of the various positions you find yourself in during your day. Here's a quick list of a few common positions you may find yourself in each day. 1. Staring at your computer screen. This is the obvious one that most everyone knows about by now, yet it still needs a giant floodlight focused on it, since we spend so much time at computers. You can do all of the postural work you want, But if you're spending a vast majority of your day in one position, the movement training is but a drop in the bucket of the body position ocean. Get up and move for a few minutes every hour or so. I know you're busy, but you can do this. 2, staring at the rectangle in your hand. Like every other human, while you wait for the train, the bus, your kids, the guy in front of you at the takeout restaurant, you're tipping your head over like a teapot to watch cat videos on the internet. Change how you hold and look at your phone by raising the screen up to your eye level. 3, exercising and just realizing now that you've never thought about your head or neck position during workouts. Your muscles are linked together, firing in harmony and support each other. Your exercise is a time for you to spend in a conscious, controlled environment, working on your muscular strength and organization so that when you're in the real world, an unconscious, uncontrolled environment, you can respond with strength and control. Take note of your head and shoulder positioning when doing your exercises or activities. If you think you need to make some improvements in your technique but don't know how, consult with a coach. And 4, sleeping. Sleep should be restorative and restful, but far too many folks suffer with jaw clenching, neck muscle tensing, and shoulder squeezing. Each of these alone, and in rare occurrence, may not become a problem. But if you wake up tense or sore or with a headache, it's worth looking at how you're sleeping. A great pillow won't work if you're continually holding extra tension while you lay on it. You just listened to the post titled, How to Relieve Neck and Shoulder Tension by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Kate's advice about proper sleep positioning was spot on. You remember the story I shared with you last week about strengthening my back muscles to relieve neck pain? Well, I don't think I ever talked about how that neck pain started in the first place. I woke up with that pain one day. Just like my plantar fasciitis, I woke up and boom, there was the pain. I thought it was just a stiff neck and that it would loosen up throughout the day. Nope. So when I eventually went to physical therapy for some relief, we performed some upper back stabilizing exercises, which helped make sure the muscles supporting my neck were in good shape. Then my physical therapist asked how I slept. I told her that I usually started by laying down on my stomach with my neck turned to the side. She said that's probably the worst position to start in, especially if my pillow is too fluffy. So with her advice, I found a pillow that was flatter but still offered some neck support. That, along with supporting some of my smaller back muscles to then support my neck, I thankfully haven't had another neck issue. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.